Greetings. I'm Joel from Heart City Church, and welcome to Happy and Whole in Him, our Advent series. This time of year, we get to hear lots of Christmas carols. Some like White Christmas will cause nostalgia and reminders of Christmas gatherings with family. Others are silly, like Grandma getting run over by a reindeer, and perhaps Mama kissing Santa Claus might cause us to recall some childhood trauma. I'll confess I prefer Christmas songs that have a wonderful tune, but also carry some theological freight, and by that I mean speak to the glory that took place when our Lord Jesus emptied himself and took on our flesh to bring us salvation. Joy to the World and Lo, How a Rose Ere Blooming are favorites of mine. I also think it is important to consider the songs that were composed at the very time of Christ's coming. This week we've been looking at the first Christmas carols, first Elizabeth's, then Mary's Magnificat, and today we'll look at Zechariah's Benedictus. And Benedictus means blessing, as Zechariah the priest, he blesses God in song at the end of Luke 1. And this is actually quite a stunning song when you consider the backstory. Zechariah was the first guy we were introduced to in Luke's gospel, and he was a really good guy, but he blew his big moment. Zechariah was a priest who Luke called blameless. He was righteous, you know, the sort of fellow who was respected. You'd want to have Zechariah as a neighbor. And an angel appeared to him in the temple and tells Zechariah that he and his elderly wife were going to have a baby. And Zechariah doesn't believe God's promise, and so he's struck mute and can't speak for 9 months. Have you ever had a moment of truth when God called you to believe and trust him? And you failed? Well, Zechariah failed his big test, and now he's forced to live in his head for the next 9 months. And then this baby is born, and he gets another opportunity. You see, folks didn't like the name John Elizabeth told them about, the name that God had said to name the child. Folks were thinking, well, he should be named Zechariah Jr., or something to carry on the family name. And being this is Zechariah's only child, it's his only chance to have his name outlive himself. But Zechariah passes this test. He writes down the name God gave him. Zechariah trusts God knows better than he does, and he writes, John is his name. And after 9 long months, Zechariah is given his voice back, and he sings, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies, and from the hand of all who hate us, to show us the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him, all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people and the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit for us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Zechariah saw this new baby boy of promise, and he knocked it out of the park this time. This good guy, he responded in faith, and his mouth was finally opened, and he had something important to say, or sing. I imagine you would have a different perspective on life if you were unable to speak or hear for a really long time. You'd spend a lot of time thinking, reflecting, noticing the world through the lens of your own suffering. And things were not right. There were plagues, political turmoil, death and darkness. Zechariah was old and he would soon be gone. John would live on, but only for a while. His world is not so different from ours. Yesterday, my Uncle Tommy died. A year ago on Christmas morn, my grandmother died. Every year Christmas comes, and I cannot help but notice there are more people who were at the Christmas feast who are now gone. I wanted to walk through these first Christmas songs ever composed because we find in them something deeper. We see that our merciful God has acted. God has stepped into our world in Jesus Christ to face and conquer our real enemies, sin and death, as Zechariah sang about, so we might be able to bless God for his great love. Zechariah sings, "The sunrise shall visit us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death." And all we have to do is believe the promise. And God is holding it out to us again today, so we might bless his name. Don't blow your big moment. Jesus is coming soon, and he calls you to believe his wonderful message. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you came to us meek and lowly, lying in an animal trough, so that even the lowliest of the low could come to see a king. Forgive us for our failure to believe your promise to forgive the sins of all who turn to you in faith and repentance. Will you give us your spirit that we might in fact sing a new song this season? We pray this in your holy name. Amen.